the feast of Palm Sunday, Saturday, March the 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
I've been able to see Our Lady after this time. But I can hear Our Lady. She is saying,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed
my child,
among women, and blessed is the fruit of
I will
Jesus.
Be delayed, for I am bringing to heaven many souls from purgatory.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, full of grace, the
my
Lord
child,
is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
that during this penitential season of your year, many of your brothers and sisters have received a reprieve from their sentence of purging. Because of the prayers of many, many may be released from their place of purging. I see a tremendous, a very bright white light is coming down from the sky now by the left side of the flagpole, right by the trees, and the light is cutting through what appears to be a wall of complete darkness. It's black in color, and now the light is opening the wall, and I see what look like two sections of gates that are opening. They're opening from the center, and I see now, I know there are people, but they don't have like a solid form. They're very transparent, sort of an orange glowing color. Our Lady now is moving over to the right, and the people are coming forward. They're all so exhilarated and happy that I can feel every bit of their emotion. It's wonderful. Oh,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
I'm watching the many people that are coming out of purgatory. All in their old ages. I see some young people. There are two girls. They look about 17, and maybe one's about 15. And there are four boys. Oh, they are very young. They look like they may be around 16, 18. Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
now the wall that opened up, it seems to be closing in now, and the darkness is returning. And now I notice that there is a tremendous white light, but the light is forming like a ladder, and the people are rushing into the clouds. Oh, they're not looking back. They seem to be hastening forward in their eagerness to see what they can see, to reach what they can see. Oh, I can see beyond the clouds, but oh, whatever it is, it's the fulfillment of every dream and every wish that they've ever had in their lifetime. Oh. Now, I can see the last person, there must have been hundreds in my count, I would say hundreds, entering heaven. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's standing at the left side of the flagpole. Our Lady has on a beautiful white cape, which reaches from her feet and goes about her head. Oh, and upon Our Lady's head there is a golden crown, a small crown. It's held on by Our Lady's cape. And her forehead, it's set to get down onto her forehead. And, Our Lady is pointing over to the right side, but I can't help but notice the brilliant blue sash that Our Lady has about her gown. Oh, it's very pretty. Now, Our Lady is pointing over on the right side of the flagpole. Oh. Oh, I can see Teresa and her sisters. Oh. Now Our Lady is rising above the flagpole.
Hail Mary.
And Our Lady now is taking a very dark scarf, which she seemed to have. No, she has it under her robe. And she's placing it about her head. The scarf is black in color. And Our Lady now, and the sky is darkening about Our Lady. And she's looking over to the right side of the flagpole. Oh. Oh my. I can see Jesus. And he's nailed to the cross. Oh, my.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Our Lady now is placing her hand in front of her, and Saint Michael. Saint Michael is coming down from the clouds. He's over on the left side of the flagpole. He's coming down, and he's carrying not only his spear, but in his left hand, he has what looks like a candelabra with three candles upon it, and the candles are lighted. And now he's handing this candelabra to Our Lady, and Our Lady looks very sad.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Now Our Lady is talking in a very soft voice. My child,
Hail Mary,
I am truly the mother of great sorrow.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
As I cast my eyes about your world,
Hail Mary, full of grace,
I see much taking place that is repeating the time of my Son and his great sacrifice.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
I cry bitter tears, for I can only ask my children, why have you allowed Satan to take you on your present path? Did my Son give himself in sacrifice for nothing? Have you forgotten your purpose for living upon earth?
Presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father,
the numbers released from purgatory, my child, are few, far too few, in total count of your world's population. There is,
Hail Mary, full of grace,
in your outer atmosphere, the celestial object that will be sent upon you in the will of the eternal Father. You have been given in the past many warnings. Warnings that you have chosen to cast aside. A great chastisement, a punishment of terrible magnitude, my children, is heading fast to mankind. Have you prepared your children for this great trial? Have you taken them and aided them along the road that has been darkened by Satan? Oh, woe to the parent that has starved his children of the light.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Your country and the world, my child, are steeped in great darkness of spirit. Man has cast aside his true role as children of the kingdom of the Father eternal. They have accepted the pitfalls of Satan.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou.
Many
women, and blessed is
are running to their doom, my child. In their minds that have been deluded and blinded by Satan, they have created instruments for their own destruction.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
You must keep a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and throughout the world. The forces of evil are gathered to set upon your world the start of a major catastrophe, extensive murder and death. Scientists and men of knowledge are ever seeking, but never finding the truth.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Understand, my children, when I speak of darkness of the spirit, Satan must assume the body of a fallen man, woman, or child to promote his diabolical deception. Sadly to say, my child, Satan has captured the minds of many in high places.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
This condition, my child, did not come about in one move, but has crept upon you through the course of time and planning by Satan. My warnings of the past also fell on deafened ears and hardened hearts. What shall you do now? I have traveled throughout your world, crying, begging, pleading with our children for penance, atonement, and sacrifice. It is your souls and the souls of your children that we seek to save. Immortality is for every man. There is no death except to those who cast aside the light. Life is eternal, my children. Awaken from your sleep. Remove the blindness from your hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You are bargaining away your eternal soul for the short pleasures of a temporal lifetime upon your earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I have asked you, my children, to pray for the leaders of your countries.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
This is urgent to all at this time, for it shall be a few leaders strategically placed in positions of power by Satan who will bring death to millions of the populace. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance.
Cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry for the banished children of Eve.
It is due chastisement and punishment, my child, that man can be brought back to his senses.
O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his power.
I see now a huge heart in the sky. It's made of light. I say light because against the dark sky, it seems to be formed by a white light. It's almost like an invisible finger writing in the sky. It's a beautiful heart with an orange flame that comes out from the center. But around the heart, I see a crown of thorns. It's just like the crown that's on Jesus' head. And now, from the crown, I see punctures in Jesus' heart, and there's blood dripping slowly from these wounds. Now, Michael is coming forward. He's carrying, it's a chalice in his hands. It's a golden chalice. And Michael now is dressed all in white, a beautiful bright white. And the way Michael's standing now, it's the first time I've seen him with his wings outstretched behind him. Oh, it's tremendous. He's a tremendous height. Oh, now Michael is going forward, and behind him, oh, the sky is becoming filled with angels. I can recognize them. Oh, some look like they're children. They're very small. The ones up front are carrying, let's see, they're garlands, but they're made of green leaves. Oh, they're holding them forward now. The green leaves are forming a circlet, a crown. Oh, there must be at least 15 or 20 small angels, childlike in appearance. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and she's pointing to look down. Oh, Michael is going under. Oh, the heart, the suffering heart of Jesus, I know it is. And he's placing this golden cup. He's holding a chalice. It's a large golden chalice in his hands. And he's placing it so the drops fall into the cup.
the five sorrowful.
And our lady now is coming over. She's still wearing now the black scarf about her head. I don't see the candelabra, but our lady is pointing. Look, my child, upon a sad sight. Mankind is resting from my son. His very heart.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The chalice is filled to overflowing from the abominations of mankind. The eternal Father, his hand grows heavy. I do not know, my child, how much more time can be given to you and our children of earth in the light to gather our sheep.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will, my child, continue without slackening your work. There are many souls to reach before the great warning.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Sin
art thou among women, and
has become a way of life in your country and your world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord
the
is with thee.
The peak of iniquity is being reached. Abominations upon abomination are filling the hearts of mankind. Man has given his heart to Satan. He has bargained away his eternal soul. The sins of the flesh condemn many to the eternal fires of hell, my child.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Now Our Lady is turning and looking over her left shoulder, and I see a man coming down now from the sky. He's dressed in a, it doesn't look right. It looks like it may be a cream-colored, an off-white, long gown, and he has on brown sandals on his feet. And a very loose gown because he has what looks like a piece of brown skin-like rope about his waist. Now he's carrying a very large book in his right arm, the crook of his right arm, and in his left hand he has a long stick with a curve on the top of it. I saw that. It's like a bishop's staff. Now, from the sky, there's a tremendous beam of white light that's going on to the book. And the man is coming forward. I can see him clearly now. He has a beard, and his hair is a dark brown. Now, with the light, it looks almost reddish, too, from the light. But his beard is a medium length. It's not down to his chest. Now he's pointing. He's taking now his that staff he has, and he's just placing it, and it's being suspended in the air. He was placing it down, but it seems to be just held in midair. Oh, and he's pointing now to the book. And he says, my child, make it known that man has not listened to the warnings from the Queen of Heaven. We must caution you to read your book of life, the Bible. The way has been given to you in this book.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
man in his arrogance, has set himself to change the rule. Man, in his pride and arrogance, has fallen to error. Read and learn. Now, I know who he is. A lady is smiling. Yes, it is St. Paul. Oh.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
And now, St. Paul, he's turning the pages in the book. Listen, my child, how Satan has corrupted the words. And now he's becoming quite angry and pointing, jabbing with his finger the book and saying, observe, women shall be meek in the presence of their husbands. We hear the call of liberation. Whom shall woman be liberated to but Satan?
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus.
A man as a figure of the Christ, my child, shall be the head of his household. So it is from the Lord. A woman shall adorn herself not in pearls and braided hair, but in goodness and piety and good example to her children. A woman will not expose her body as a pagan. What manner of example has she given to her children? Woe to the parent who brings scandal to her children. Woman, remove your arrogance. You are searching in darkness. As a sign of reverence, you will cover your head. It is not that I call it custom, my children. It is that the angels demand this in the presence of the sacrifice. Mass.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Oh, St. Paul, he seemed to scream out the sacrifice, the Mass, so loud, but I can still, it feels like it just boomed through my head. Oh.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Now Our Lady is coming forward, and she's shaking her head like this very sadly. Yes, my child.
The
Eternal Father has looked upon mankind and found him wanting. You must hasten to remove the blindness and error from my children's hearts. Send my message, my child, fast out to the world.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
It is an error to say to my children and misguide them that they may break the rule and enter the kingdom of heaven. This is not true, my children. Grace and merit shall bring you to the kingdom. Grace and merit. You have a free will to make your choice. Pray for the light. Nothing is impossible to the Father.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We must explain again, my child, for many do not understand. There is no death. We hear the word death, but we can call this Sin is death, my child. All who follow and believe will not know death, my child. When you sleep on and leave your body and come across the veil, you will receive your reward in judgment. And come across the veil, you will receive your reward in judgment. Shout it from the roof. There is, my child, a hell. There is a purgatory. And there is the kingdom of the Father. Shout it from the roof. There is, my child, a hell. There is a purgatory. And there is the kingdom of the Father eternal, known by your words as heaven. Believe, my children, and you will be given the way. But you must seek. Pray for the light.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
The Eternal Father has sent you much armor for the days ahead. The sacramentals given to you must be worn. A special grace has been endowed to you through these sacramentals by the Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the
fruit. The photographs, miraculous, my children, will be given for your edification.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
They will be witness to the truth. Continue in your mission, my child, without fear.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And
be guided not by the opinion of mankind. Pray a constant vigilance.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Now Our Lady is pointing up.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
And I see,
Holy Mary,
it looks like a tremendous explosion of fire. Oh, and people, I can see people running through streets. Oh, it's like a terrible conflagration of fire. Oh. And now I see above it a huge black bird. Oh, it's not a nice-looking bird. It's not like the eagle. It looks like a vulture or something with its wings spread. And now the vulture is getting ready to fly. Oh, my goodness. And it's heading to do war with the eagle that has no strength. It has been plucked by Satan. Oh, it looks like there isn't a feather left on the eagle. Oh, it's a sad looking sight. Oh, now Our Lady is coming over and pointing. You see, my child, the state of your country. Satan has done his diabolical work well in your country and the countries of earth. If you had prayed more, this could have been avoided.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Mankind
Hail Mary, full of grace,
has substituted a prayerful life for one of gaiety and debauchery. For this he shall reap the reward of his sin.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of
God, all who are of well spirit will not fear the days ahead.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of
we
grace,
ask
the Lord is with thee. Blessed
the eternal Father
blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
speaks
Holy Mary,
and demands that all bishops
Hail Mary,
in the houses of God throughout your world
among women, and
must turn back
Holy
to
Mary,
prayer.
God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord
they must
blessed art thou,
turn back
blessed
from the road they have chosen,
Mary, Mother of God,
a road filled with error, corruption, and sin.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou,
man will not make changes in the house of God to please the basic carnal nature of mankind, but man in the house of God, the leaders, the clergy chosen by the eternal Father, shall turn man from his path of destruction and bring him into the house of God. This he will not accomplish by lowering the rule or standards. Man must change his ways and follow the ways of God. You are, my children, living in the era of Antichrist. Recognize the signs of your times, and you will not fall into error. Read the book, my children. You read books of corruption and vile debauchery. Restore the truth in your heart and to your children and homes. Open the good book, the Bible, and read it in your homes. My son has already set up the rule for the houses throughout the world, the churches. They are written in the book of love and life, the Bible. Read and learn and follow the truth. There is no time of change in heaven. The Father never changes. It is only Satan who seeks change to disturb, corrupt, and degrade. Satan roams wherever there is darkness of spirit. He will debase mankind in a manner so foul that you will know that no human could conceive of such vileness of sin. You must enter the houses of your God properly clothed and with goodness of heart, not disporting yourselves as pagans. A quietude must be returned to the house of God. You come to communicate, my children, in spirit and body with my Son, who is with you in your Eucharist in spirit and body, a true physical presence. Many now are despoiling his body. How many have set themselves to solace him in the evil that is about the world now? Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Yes, my child. It is a sad but true fact that many have given him again to the despoiler.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
There are within your country many churches of the adversary, Satan. You must not take the body of my Son in your hand. You open the door for the entrance of evil spirits to defile my Son's body. The consecrated fingers of a duly ordained man of God, the priest, shall place my Son into your mouth, and you must absorb his body with goodness and love. It will be a true communion of spirits, my child. We look upon pagan practices, my child, in the house of God. It will not be tolerated by the Father. Remember, my child, the evil ones danced around my Son as he shed his blood upon the tree. A delusion has been set into the hearts of the clergy by Satan. They must pray more, and you must pray more for them, my children. Yes, my child, it is sad, but a fact, that many mitres will fall into hell. A soul is not judged by rank, but only by merit, my child. The soul, the spirit, has no body, and the things of the flesh are not judged for the state of the soul.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
your country
Mary,
shall be cleansed by trial.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
I have cried for many years for repentance, and you as a nation have chosen with others to murder the young. For this abomination, the Father will cleanse you with fire. The trials upon mankind, my children, will be so severe that those who are living will envy those who have passed on. You ask, my child, how much time there is for mankind? In your earth years, they are few.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Only the Father knows the day and the hour, but you will not be in darkness of knowledge. You will recognize the signs of your times. Be prepared and live each day as if, my child, there was no tomorrow in your world. Prepare your souls for the entrance over the veil. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Now Our Lady is taking from her beautiful blue sash the large white rosary. Oh, it's a beautiful rosary. The beads are very large, and they have a golden Our Father, and the Hail Mary's on the beads. Now Lady's turning and holding them out. They're a beautiful pink color. Oh, now Our Lady is taking the crucifix like this. I can't see the corpus on it. It looks like a large golden crucifix. And she's raising it up and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You will continue, my child, sending my words throughout the world. Many arms will be given to you for this work.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Do not be concerned of the opinions of mankind. I caution you, my child. In this manner, you will avoid much unnecessary suffering. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my child, with the prayers of atonement. Many are needed. Now Our Lady is going back. It looks like she's floating back into the sky. I am not leaving, my child. I am always here on the sacred grounds. We bring to mankind graces in abundance, graces for cure and conversion of the body and spirit, graces for the asking. Now Our Lady is placing her hands out in front of her like this, and oh my goodness, the lights are coming out of Our Lady's fingers. Oh, they're coming down onto the ground and over here too. Oh, and all about Our Lady now, it looks like tiny cut slivers of glass, beautiful. Oh, they're just raining from the skies. Oh, it's all colors as they're now coming down to the ground. They're catching the light from Our Lady's fingers, and they look like all the colors of a rainbow. They're so beautiful. Oh, they are just beautiful. Our Lady now, I can't see her face. The light is so bright. Oh, so beautiful. Now it's getting a little windy because Our Lady's now, her skirt is blowing and her mantle is flowing. Oh, but those slivers of what look like cut glass are still falling from the sky. Oh, beautiful. Now Our Lady is motioning over. Oh, you may now sit, my child, and await my son.
Holy Mary, Mother.
Just a couple of deep breaths, and then let us know if it's
Jesus is coming down. Oh, it looks so beautiful. He hasn't any sandals on his feet. He doesn't look cold either. Oh, Jesus has on a deep burgundy color robe, and he has a long white gown, and the light is so beautiful. I can't explain it. It makes you feel so warm and so just wonderful. Oh, now Jesus is smiling. Oh, his beard looks a little longer than when I saw him the last time. And oh, Jesus has his hair very nicely combed. It's a reddish brown. And now I can see the belt. It's like a piece of rope Jesus has around his gown, and it's tied at the center because his gown is very full. It's like, it's not it's a white, but it's sort of an off-color white, sort of like a linen-looking gown. And now Jesus is coming over, and he's shifting the cloak onto his left hand, and now he's touching his lips. Oh, he means for me to listen. Repeat after me, my child, the warning being given to the world by my mother must be acted upon. You will continue upon your mission of recovery of our sheep with perseverance and fortitude. You must pray always for the light. Your pilgrimage upon earth, my children, will not be without trial. The road is filled with thorns, but at the end of your pilgrimage, you will be in a garden of roses. The warning being given by my mother must be acted upon, I repeat, because the remaining time is counted. The Eternal Father has watched your actions, the actions of those who are entrusted by the Father with our sheep, and he has found many wanting. You are being admonished before you will be chastised. Heed the warning being given to you now. You must, in the time given to you, make a complete reversal of your ways that offend the Father much. You do this not for mankind, earthly life, but for the salvation of souls. Awaken from your slumber, leaders. You have fallen asleep. You have been lulled into darkness because you have given yourselves to the pleasures of the flesh. As leaders of our sheep, my clergy, do not be misled by your modernist and your humanist. You are being led into the darkness. A deep darkness covers your world. You will know the hand of the Father upon you. As day goes into night, and the sun will set, you will know the hand of the Father upon you. I do not give you this warning to place fear in your hearts, but to bring to you a fact, for your future is now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. It is for all of you to help change this by sending out with great haste the message from heaven. The day and the hour is known to the Eternal Father. Make no mistake in being misled in fallacy, that you may sin and offend the Eternal Father without punishment. As you sow, so shall you reap. And as of now, my children, you are reaping a whirlwind. Now Jesus is moving over. He's going over onto the left side of the flagpole. Now he's placing his hand out in front of him, and he's making the sign of the cross. Now Jesus is bending over. I bless you, my children, as the Father blesses you in the Spirit. Know that nothing is impossible with the Father. Ask and you shall receive. Believe and you will be given the way. None will be lost to Satan unless he goes with him in his own will. Now Jesus is extending his hand out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh. Now Our Lady is coming up behind Jesus. Oh, Our Lady looks quite tiny next to Jesus. He looks so tall. And now they're both going over to the right side of the flagpole. And Jesus is placing his hand out now and looking down. He's coming forward now. Oh, he's bending down in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is raising her crucifix on her rosary and extending it down and out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Satan knows that his time grows short. You will chase him out with a vigil of prayer. Go forward upon your mission. I repeat, his time grows short. Amen.